Welcome to Jazz Online's Jazz Backstage. Featured on this episode is legendary drummer Roy Haynes.
Before Chick Corea started Return to Forever, there was a place in New York called The Scene, which was an acid rock place. I had a gig there for 2 weeks, I think it was. Only reason I got the gig, because I didn't have a rock band. There was this guy that was going to be singing, and he wanted me to accompany him with my band. I forget his name. That's how I got the gig there. Chick came open tonight. This is before he started Return to Forever, and he complimented me on putting a band together. So at that time, I think he was living in Queens. He came over to my house to borrow a cymbal, to get a cymbal. And that would have been early 60s or very late 50s. I forget, maybe 60s. And he kept that cymbal. He borrowed a cymbal from Roy Haynes, which happened to have been a flat ride. It had no bell. And when I heard Return of Forever, maybe one of their first records on the radio, I was listening, and something sounded familiar to me, and I never knew what it was, that he had his drummer to use the cymbal that he so-called borrowed from me. I even went to hear him, one of his first gigs in New York, to hear Chick still talks about this, that I came to hear Return of Forever then. I forget the name of the place, it was on Park Avenue South. Upstairs place. He knows because he always talks about it. And then he said, I was one of the first to come to check out Return of Forever. Chick took my cymbal. It was a flat ride cymbal.
This has been Jazz Backstage, a production of jazzonline.com.